conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Well, speaking of common sense, that seems to have gone out the window with society nowadays. Each day that goes by, I think maybe being abducted by aliens would actually be a good option for us, because what's going on down here is a bunch of craziness right now. Let's talk about how this radical sexualization of children and the problems we have affect us here in Kentucky. According to the Kentucky Department, the Cabinet for Health and Family Services, and I have a link to this report in the description of this video, they're talking about human trafficking in Kentucky, specifically people who are trafficking children in Kentucky. These are some startling numbers. The department reports back in 2013, they had 51 cases. In 2014, it became 73 cases of children that were involved in this human trafficking in Kentucky. In 2015, it went up to 115. The next year, it went up to 108. The next year, it went up to 251. In 2020, it had gone up to 234, and the number continues to grow. We have a major problem here throughout the world and here in Kentucky in the human trafficking specifically and sexualization of children. The Kentucky Department for the Cabinet for Health and Family Services reports that 79% of these are girls, and 21% of these children being trafficked here in Kentucky are males. So we are having a massive problem. And let me tell you, some of the people who are fighting on both sides of this, let's just call it out for what it was. Back in May the 29th of this year, Kentucky public schools took children out of school and then use tax money, your money, to bus the children up there to protest to be allowed to have all of these radical sexualization things, the transgender surgeries, these injections that would inject hormones. They want to send testosterone into girls and estrogen into boys. There's been different surgeries that they would transform one sex to another. And then you come home and the parents didn't know anything about these things. Well, there's a law that they passed, Senate Bill 150, and here you see the public schools are sending kids, taking kids out of class to protest against this. This is the guy you see here on the left is the one who is actually leading the children, calls himself a nun, dressed up like a literal satanic priest and devil. And let me tell you, who's really supporting this? Because I was there that day to watch all of this happen, and there was all kinds of buses from different school districts in Kentucky. Specifically, the most were probably from the Jefferson County Public School District, right there in Louisville. And so who's really supporting this and helping organize this radical sexualization of children's and this agenda? Well, let's talk about the guy who's the superintendent of the Jefferson County Public Schools. He makes $276,000 a year. And because of, he's just been given an evaluation saying, hey, the Kentucky Department of Education likes the kind of things that he's doing, sending kids to these kinds of protests. So this week it was announced that he will be getting a $76,000 a year raise. He's not making $76,000 a year. That's just the amount of his raise. He's going to be making in excess of $350,000 a year. Personally, I would like it if I had a job out there, civilian world, if they gave me a $76 a week raise. As though this guy's getting nearly $76,000 a year, and that's just in a raise. That averages out, he's getting about more than $1,400 a week extra than what he got last week for doing the same thing. And what's he doing? He's supporting this kind of agenda, taking Kentucky public school kids out of school and sending them up there for this radicalization. Now, of course, this bill, Senate Bill 150, this is something that Andy Beshear said that he is all against. He doesn't want that. He wants to have what they call gender-affirming care. This is a nice name that liberals have put on this stuff, which means we are going to literally mutilate children through surgeries, through injections into their body to fight puberty, the natural process of their body. And instead of calling it mutilization, they've labeled it care. It's anything but care. It literally should be made illegal. It was made illegal. But here, just this past week, there was one judge. Yes, we get one federal judge from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that has decided that he has more authority than the entire Kentucky State Legislature. Did anybody vote for this guy? No, we didn't. Not one of us voted for this guy. But he's going to decide to override the judicial branch, everything that the elected legislature of Kentucky has done, and saying, I'm not going to allow this law to go into place. So we've got Governor Beshear. Oh, he wants to stop it. However, somebody is fighting him on this, and that is the Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who is also the candidate running against Andy Beshear to replace him as governor. So Daniel Cameron said he's going to defend this law, defend Kentucky children from this radical sexualization. This is what Attorney General Daniel Cameron said about defending Senate Bill 150. I will do everything in my power to protect Kentucky kids from this radical agenda, and my office will continue to defend this law at every turn. Well, good for him. We'll be praying for this law to be defended. He has filed an appeal in a federal court of appeals to overturn this injunction. The injunction that was put on this law does not negate the law. It simply says we're going to put this law on hold before implementing it until a court case is decided. So that's what a judge has done. He has put an injunction on this law. And we have Attorney General Cameron trying to get that injunction lifted to protect Kentucky kids. We got Cameron on one side, and we got Beshear and the Democrats on the other saying, no, they want this radical sexualization agenda. And it's not just happening here in Kentucky with our Senate Bill 150. It's also happening over there in California. In California, just this week, on Tuesday, they had a bill called Senate Bill 14 before their state legislature. It went to a committee, and it would say that human trafficking of children, minors, is going to be a felony, a serious felony. And the Democrats came out there and got this bill defeated in the committee. They don't want human trafficking of minors to become a serious felony. And we see that they're fighting it here in Kentucky. They're fighting it in California. Why is the Democratic Party against making this a crime? I'll tell you exactly why. It's because this is the guy who's leading their party right here. We see all these kids being sniffed by the president. Why do we act like this is okay? This is not okay. Of course, there's a lot of sniffing going on in the Biden White House right now. Yeah, we know exactly who's doing what in the White House. There's more cameras in the White House than there is probably in any other building in the country. They know exactly who was using this, who had it, who brought it in. And the reason they don't want to talk about it is because it's like the January 6th tapes. If they actually showed it, show a bunch of these liberals are lying. We know exactly what's going on. The Bidens are behind a bunch of it. And we got a guy in the White House snipping kids on camera. We're not doing anything about it. It makes me wonder, I think there's extra reasons to our borders being wide open right now. It's not just people coming in. It's also because they're shipping people back out, specifically these children. So in summary, this is what we got going on this week. We have a massive sexualization agenda that is targeting Kentucky children, specifically Kentucky children. We've got Andy Beshear and his crowd, his party. They're very much pushing this and supporting this, being pushed by the Jefferson County Public Schools and the rest of the Kentucky Department of Education. So what you can do about it, three different things that we can do about this. Number one, vote Andy Beshear out of office. Let's get somebody in there who's going to actually protect Kentucky children and call this what it is. It's not care, it's mutilation. Let's get somebody who's going to protect Kentucky kids. Number two, don't send your kids to these schools that are being exposing them to this, that are taking them out of class time to protest to be in for this. You have several different options. One of them is you can send your kids to a private school, or you can homeschool them. Some people are like, well, I don't know how to homeschool. It's complicated. It's actually probably a lot easier than you realize. Do you realize in Kentucky, and I'll put a link for this in the description of this video if you're interested in finding out about homeschooling. All you have to do, according to Kentucky law, is you must send a letter to the school district saying, I will be schooling my children, but I will be doing it at home. You have to keep a record of their attendance, and you have to keep their grades, like a report card. And that's it. So this is a viable option, and it's something we cannot afford to not do. And then, of course, there's another option, which is enabling charter schools or private schools where the money follows the student. And if we could have a charter school or a private school and say, hey, my tax money is going to go to that school, and I'm going to choose to send them to the one that isn't pushing this radical sexualization of children, then you're going to drain the money from the groups that are pushing that, and you're going to support the groups that are protecting children against that. So one of the things we can do is you can contact your state legislator and say, listen, I want to see bills out there this coming year that will say the money is going to follow the kids. A lot of homeschoolers are concerned about getting money from the state because that would come with strings and problems. I completely understand that. I think the answer for homeschoolers is to say they would then get tax breaks for that amount. So you're not having to give the state money, but the state's not having to give you money either, and you get tax breaks, and that will, I think, head off a lot of potential problems. So these are the things that are going on right now in our state, and some of the things that we can do about it, and who's on both sides. This is some of the reasons I hope you tune in to Patriot Points every week. Share this video. If you've never subscribed, hit that subscribe button, like, and that'll do a lot to help the channel and to get word out to your fellow Kentuckians. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with